I don't think we get much more excited than for the Gympie Muster, Bilks, and very excited right now to have one of the ambassadors on the phone with us, Adam Brand, one of Australia's most popular and successful recording artists, stellar career spanning 20 years. I tell you what, he's been nominated for multiple ARIA Awards, 12 Golden Guitars, Hello Governor, 3 Platinum, 5 Gold Albums, a fan favourite. What more can you ask for?
Adam Brand, come on
to
now.
On the Gympie Muster. Come on, come on in, spinner.
Sorry about that. I'm cooking breakfast. That's the important thing.
What's on the menu?
Oh, I'm making some egg fried rice with a little bit of, I've got a little bit of salsa stuff here with some tomato, some onion, and some lime, and some fish sauce. I'm going pretty bit exotic this morning. Lockdown
Yum,
breakfast.
It's like a breakfast nasi goreng au natural.
Yeah, natural. No,
I've
got pajamas on.
Well, mate, you're the brand ambassador for Muster this year, which is a big responsibility. Have they told you what the job entails? I mean, doing interviews with us, of course, is one thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look, it's certainly an honour. You know, the Muster is one of those events that, as a young artist, you dream about performing at. You just think, oh man, I've got to play at the Gympie Muster. I've got to play at the Gympie Muster. You know. And then when you finally do, you go, oh, I've got to do it again. I've got to do it again. It's just an amazing event, mate. And every artist, no matter whether you're starting off, you're new, or you're a bit of an old dog like me, it just excites you, and just the atmosphere is electric, and it's just an incredible event.
Well, Adam, you've had an amazing career. I mean, you've won a record 7 CMC Oz Artist of the Year awards. I mean, do you look back on your 20 years plus, no doubt, in this industry, and just, I mean, is it a bit surreal when you look back and think about what you have achieved?
Oh, look, it's just been an incredible journey, you know, and I sort of don't really think about those things because they're not a part of my everyday life, you know. My everyday life is about, you know, making music or writing new music, and now I've got a little 2-year-old. It's about, you know, daycare and and baby chinos and all that kind of stuff, you know. So, but you know, I certainly not a day goes by that I don't sort of sit there and think, wow, I'm blessed. I'm blessed to have had this life and have this life where I can make music at the center of it, and it can afford me to be able to do something I love, you know.
Well, I've got to ask you, mate. When they approached you to do the Masked Singer, did you think, oh my God, this is really not my cup of tea? But it must have got your new fan, surely.
You know what it did? My manager rings me up and he says, mate, I've got this great new marketing media opportunity for you. You know, you're going to be this huge, big new show. It's going to be the biggest show of the year, and it's all these big costumes, and you're going to sing songs and all this kind of stuff. And he said, and I said, oh, that sounds great, fantastic. And he said, yeah, but except you've got to wear a mask and no one knows who you are. Great marketing opportunity,
yeah.
Right?
I was going to say, you'd never felt more offended.
I know. I go, oh, you picked me. Great. I've got a good head for TV, obviously.
Yeah, that's right.
Has it got you some more fans,
oh,
though, Adam?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, look, it's been wonderful. You know, all those sort of things that you do over the years, you know, especially coming from country music, when you go out into the wider, you know, I suppose, media or commercial world of music and art, you know, it does. It gets you in front of people that otherwise probably wouldn't have seen.
Adam, what do you think it is about the Gympie Muster that sort of sets it apart or makes it special and stand out from other festivals?
Definitely the atmosphere. It's a one of a kind. You know, this I kind of explain it as a city. It's a little city that springs up out of nowhere. I've been to the Muster site when it's not Muster time, and there's cows walking around the stage. It's just a forest, you know. And then when you drive in there, you know, you start hitting all these campsites and gates and people, and it keeps going and going and going and going until you get to the stage and you realize, wow, this thing is huge. And it's just a gathering of people from all over the country who just love getting together in music, and it's a community, and it's and I often say to people, look, even if you don't like country music, you will still have the time of your life at the
That's
Muster.
That's right. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of country music, but to go there and enjoy the atmosphere and see someone like yourself up on stage, you know, you become a convert. You actually, pick up on some artists like yourself and think, you know what, I'll go and buy their CD and I'll go to more of their concerts. So if you've never done it before, you're new to the area, at least do it once in your life to experience just how good we as a community do it, and also the fact that you get so many great artists like yourself coming, mate.
Yeah, and there's so much other things there as well. You know, there's always different activities and you know, there's all these stalls, and just I think there's been some incredible lifelong relationships and friendships born out of the Muster, you know, so it's that kind of event.
All right, Adam.
Well, we cannot wait. I can't wait to boot scoot. And I'll tell you what, it's going to be a big one because it's their 40th birthday. So 40th birthday celebrations are going to be going off. This is happening from the 26th to the 29th of August, Amamore Creek Forest. So get onto their website, muster.com.au, and you can check out the likes of the one and only Adam Brand.
Thank you, mate, for your time this morning. Get back to our lockdown
brekkie.
Thanks, guys. See you soon.
He's great, isn't he?
All right, see ya.